2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, we are officially living in the era of the celebrity family. We've got the Beckhams, we've got the Kardashians, we've got the royal family, and now the Crawford Gerbers. Yes, the Crawford Gerbers. Last week, Cindy Crawford, her husband Randy Gerber, and their two children, Kaya and Presley, announced a first-of-its-kind partnership with sportswear and lifestyle brand Vuori. Now, the latest celebrity family to launch themselves as a brand. So why do some famous wealthy people promote their family as a brand, and what happens to the brand when family problems arise? Here now to talk about this is Sunday Independent columnist Saoirse Hanley. Saoirse, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
I'm incredibly excited to talk about this because it's one of my favourite lures of all time, is being incredibly invested in celebrity families.
Mega rich families that we all wish we were part of.
Yeah, but then do we? But we can get so into that as we go on. We're going to kick it off because obviously we've attached this entire thing onto the Crawford Gerbers. Like, who are they?
Now, the funny thing with the Crawford Gerbers is I actually didn't realise they were like a unit until like last week. And what's funny about it is that I only know the female parts of that family.
Same.
Like, I was like, Cindy Crawford, obviously. Kaya Gerber, obviously. Obviously. They're not married. Cindy Crawford married Kaya Gerber's dad, Randy Gerber.
Okay.
And so they got married a good while ago now, and they have the two children, Kaya and Presley. And Randy Gerber is just like a very mega rich businessman who seems to, even though he's now obviously mega rich from a tequila brand he partnered with George Clooney for, he, like, they came together and made that first. So I feel like he was always going to be part of like the rich and famous circus. Yeah. Anyway, so it's fine.
And also, as producer Kate pointed out very, very promptly at the beginning, Cindy Crawford wasn't going to marry just anybody.
Yeah, you got to have something going for you if you're going to marry Cindy Crawford. Yeah. And he did. So the two of them married, they have the two kids, and yes, they've now kind of launched into this like lifestyle brand campaign space of like being not just a group of gorgeous, rich Hollywood folk, but also like a brand and like, yeah, a unit, and I suppose marketing themselves as such now. And it's very like all American family vibes.
Well, like, okay, from a brand's perspective, what makes this family so attractive that they want to do brand partnerships with them?
Well, one, attractive is the word. Yeah. They're all gorgeous. Family of models, obviously. But I think it's that you have kind of like parts of the unit that are big names in their own right. So like we were saying there, like we all know Cindy Crawford and most of us have heard of Kaya Gerber, who is a model and an actress. And I think because you have these big names that kind of work, you already have that star power that is, yeah, kind of easy to work with. And if you have people who are very conventionally attractive and they're models and they kind of move in those circles anyway, then they're kind of primed and ready for any campaign you throw at them, right? Like, if, yeah, you asked me and my family to like jump behind a camera next week, I don't think my brother and sister would appreciate it. But if my sister was Kaya Gerber, she'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Well,
I've done this before.
It makes perfect sense. This is my life.
This is
Kaya Gerber as well, like, has been in the spotlight since she was a teenager. Like, I mean, she's a household name amongst me and you. Like, I mean, we quite literally were like, yeah, Cindy Crawford, yeah, Kaya Gerber,
yeah,
the lads didn't exist to us.
Didn't know there was a Presley. Didn't know there was a Presley Gerber. And even I felt really bad because when I was researching some of this, like, his Wikipedia page mostly lists him as Kaya Gerber's brother.
Oh.
Which, like, I'd be raging if I was known as someone's, just someone's sister. But that's, I think he's a model in his own right. But I think, yeah, Kaya Gerber, and she's had such a slew of like really high profile boyfriends of like Jacob Elordi, yeah, Austin or any like it boy of the month, like she's like had him as her boyfriend for extended periods of time. And I think that's kind of also kept her very current, mm-hmm, because, you know, she was kind of around those people when they were having, like, say, I guess they both played Elvis, which is weird. She's dated two Elvises.
Oh my God, yeah.
Isn't that weird? But that there's, so like, you know, we're all aware of her. And obviously Cindy Crawford is Cindy Crawford, so she's never going to be forgotten about. So like there's such a ready-made, like they're such a ready-made name, and it's so kind of ideal that we can see them.
It's all very perfect and Instagram friendly when you think about it. Like, it's nothing like what the reality that, let's say, the Osbournes gave us back in the day. Like, this is the family goals that they're trying to nearly sell to us.
Yeah, and I think it's maybe why, like, there's certainly currently any of the kind of big like family brands, a lot of them like do come across as really, really perfect and put together and fantastic. Like, even if you look at the campaign video or any of the pictures, like, they are happy, they are smiling, they have loads of money, they're not worried about anything. Yeah. And they probably are, but we're just not aware of it.
No.
Because it's not really what they're selling us. It's not really what they're putting forward.
No, they're just selling us this dream.
Yeah.
Essentially. We can't talk about celebrity families without mentioning the Kardashians. Love them or loathe them, absolutely everybody has heard of them. But like, obviously, this all kicked off over 20 years ago with the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and we got to know them. We got to know the intricate details between all the sisters and the family dynamics that they had going on, which was absolutely wild. But briefly, where are they all now in terms of like brand partnerships in their empire, I suppose?
Now they've kind of, I feel like with the days of even seeing a Kardashian affiliate with something is gone, because so much of what they have is just their own brands. Like it feels like every 5 minutes there's some new Kardashian Jenner thing to like be aware of. Whether it's like, you know, Khloe Kardashian's protein popcorn, which is crazy second of all, because I just don't need protein in my popcorn. It's fine.
It was a brilliant ad campaign though. It's so ridiculous, but it was one of those things I was like, come on, try it now.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I should be getting my protein popcorn from there, and getting upping my macros via celebrity popcorn. But you know, I actually have lost track of all of the things they come out with. I think there's also, you know, a range of supplements, whether they're for like bloating or sleep or any of these things. That's, I think, I always get my K family members wrong. Courtney.
Yeah, that's Lemmy.
You. There's Lemmy. So there's Lemmy Bloat and Lemmy Sleep.
Lemmy Bloat, Lemmy
ones.
Sleep. She now has the Lemmy Have Fun or whatever.
What's that one
going on? Use your imagination. Yeah, but it's insane, because obviously you've got, Kim has got Skims, and that's just one part of,
yeah, it's just one part of, like you said, her empire. And like, yeah, even now she's a new show coming out with Glenn Close in it. Mm-hmm. She's got her acting chops. Lawyer question mark. I think she's been trying that for quite some time. Passing bars and all sorts. You have got, you know, there's Courtney with her supplements, there's Chloe with the protein popcorn. There's the Kylie had a whole array of her like kind of beauty empire there for a while as well. Well, she did sell the lip kit kind of brand. And then you also have, I suppose, Kendall Jenner, who's then a model. Yeah. And all of
them. She's got a tequila brand as well, 818.
Exactly, 808, yeah. Which was a huge deal at why has America's answer to the picnic? Thank you, Coachella.
Yeah, I got you.
since Coachella, and I saw like Coachella had this huge brand activation for that tequila brand where, yeah, they had this whole kind of ranch set up. It was really cool. And it's still, for anything they do, does kind of at least momentarily turn to gold.
Yeah.
But like that, like you rarely would ever see them kind of being part of something now. Other people can be part of their sphere instead of like, yeah, what brands they're putting together. But it is really funny that, like, I mean, I guess it's because they have this kind of big family name to fall back on, that like, even if some of the things don't work out, it's kind of grand, they'll just do us another one.
Yeah, like Rob Kardashian sock line.
Exactly. I don't have any. I'm not going to buy any.
It is mad though, but it's one of those things too that I think what attracts us to the Kardashians is not actually them individually, it's them as a family unit. It's the fact that we've seen them belt each other with a handbag, you know, like, Kim, your sister's going to prison, stop taking selfies. Like, there's so many quotable moments throughout their life, and they've also kept themselves so involved in pop culture. Like, Kim was at Lauren Sanchez's hen party with Chris this weekend. Like, it just all intertwines. Closer to home though, and I say this with a pinch of salt because they're not always just over the Irish Sea, but what about the Beckhams? Because they are incredibly successful as well as a family unit.
Yeah, and I think like when you think about the kind of power couple unit that like Posh and Bex were going to be, it makes sense that every, you know, family member that they then had and then kind of grew their family with was always going to kind of join in that fold really easily. And they're, yeah, a very marketable family normally up until this year where it seems like there's a rift. But they do have like this kind of, again, it's not quite all American, but whatever the kind of British equivalent is of, like, again, these kind of like beautiful, lovely family. We've got a talented singer, we've got a football player, they're all these gorgeous children that all love each other and are all great and like not super far apart in age. So they're all very kind of, they really look like a big unit. And then you have like, you know, they're kind of part of the public eye. As the kids got older, we learned more about them, and then, yeah, you know, they have their own social media, you see them do different things, and like that, they're all kind of, it's very easy to kind of, you know, want to be part of a family like that, yeah, because they look, you know, so together and so great and so fantastic. And it's really nice, I think, with like Victoria Beckham and David Beckham, that you have like you see a lot of Hollywood couples that don't look like they're really in love or that they're really together, but they always just come across as being real like couple goals to people, I think.
But I feel like, especially the documentary that they did, they came across like they've had good fun and that they have good fun all the time. It's, you know, even everyone has that iconic moment of David popping his head around the car.
He's like, tell the truth.
What kind of a car did your dad drive you in?
And I think they just seemed really authentic, certainly in the documentary, where it just helped you, it really endeared them, I think, to people. Yeah. And that's why I think it's kind of unfortunate timing that now they seem to have this sort of rift between at least their eldest son, Brooklyn. It just isn't really, it doesn't look like he's as much part of that kind of tight unit as maybe he was.
Yeah, he looks like he's kind of pulling away a little bit. If anybody's not sure, Brooklyn is married to Nicola Peltz, Beckham, and there was rumours in the rumour mill that Nicola Peltz and Victoria didn't get on. Didn't really believe it that much, because I was like, people love just pitting women against each other all the
especially
time,
especially daughter-in-laws.
Exactly. they love this narrative of like the wicked witch of the west and a horrible you know, mother-in-law and all this. But now it does look like Brooklyn has kind of, you know, step back a little bit. He wasn't at David's 50th there last week, and that was quite notable for things like that. But also, in a regular family unit, things happen and you're kind of like, oh, I actually just can't go, it's not really that big of a deal. But they don't let you know either way. They just kind of let it fester. They never come out and say everything's fine or everything's not fine. You use your imagination, which constantly keeps them front and centre. Let's talk about the celebrity families. Like, why do you think it's become such a big deal? Do you think it's because this whole lore about them, that they give you enough that you kind of nearly just use your imagination for the rest, and then we just invent how their lives actually exist?
Yeah, they kind of, the idea of getting an insight to somebody else's family, like, it's very much kind of peeking through the window stuff that we all, if any of us are nosy, of course,
we're Irish.
For myself here. But if you're in any way interested in what other people are up to, like, it's that kind of insight to a family life that we all kind of want. And especially when they have these big kind of like huge lifestyles and loads of money and they're doing all these things and they have all these projects, and it's fun to keep up with them like that. But I think because of the family aspect, we sort of get to almost see ourselves in them. That, like, yeah, like you say with the Kardashians about the sisters, like, you can see a sisterly relationship that most of us can relate to if we have sisters in a certain, you know, a certain aspect. And again, my sister and I aren't hitting each other with designer handbags, and I'm not losing diamonds in the ocean, but we've definitely fought over things that, like, they also have fought over. And I think that's kind of where they get us as, like, consumers and viewers and eyes on, you know, I suppose followers as well. It's hugely on social media, like, that, like, we can kind of connect with them a little bit, but also they're still completely intangible, but we don't really know that. I mean, I think, like, The Guardian writing about the Crawford Gerbers put it best when they were saying they're not selling whatever item they're selling a dream. Yeah. Because they are this kind of, we can, especially now, as we were saying, that it's a little bit more sanitized and we don't really see the kind of nitty gritty, like, family details that we would maybe kind of expect to see, that because we have a slightly more sanitized version, it's kind of safe family drama and it's stuff that we can kind of really, I suppose, look past. And that kind of just makes them more, I suppose, something more approachable, but also that we really want to buy into that. That we, if we buy insert item here, that we can have that same kind of family dynamic.
If we think about it, right, if you look at even the three families that we've just mentioned, and that doesn't go into how many more that are actually out there that we're obsessed with. If you look at the Crawford, Gerbers, Kardashians, I mean, the royal family, we haven't even touched on that yet, how they've just become their own celebrities in themselves. They're already mega wealthy. So why do we think that they're, you know, that they're doing all of this, that they're letting us into their lives? Like, the Hadids, like, being two sisters, have just, like, taken over the world for the last 15 years.
I do wonder, because I feel like if I was asked to be in a family campaign tomorrow, I don't know if I'd want to do it. Like, the thing with, I think what's really interesting about particularly these celebrity families, where a lot of them, certainly for the Kardashians, say, like, you know, Kylie and Kendall in particular, were really young when the Kardashians, like, started doing the show. And I think that means it's a little bit harder to kind of understand where their agency starts and stops, because they grew up in that. You know, they grew up with cameras on them. They didn't really have much of a say in it. And that shapes who they then kind of become. And it makes it difficult when they get to a much older stage where they start to say things like, oh, I just want privacy in this, or I'm not going to share X, Y, Z. Because we feel entitled to looking at it because their families have given us access to them for kind of their whole lives. Mm. So it's hard to know whether it's kind of nature nurture that they want to let us in.
Yeah.
Like, if, like I say, if you went to a regular family tomorrow and said, do you mind if a camera crew comes in and observes you for a week? Like, I don't think you'd find any that would say yes.
I also don't think you'd find any that would act normal. Never go about your day the way that you normally do.
No.
I think especially with the Kardashian Jenners, the way that I've started to see it shift, even since they've moved on to Disney with their new Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is just the Kardashians, the Jenners tend to pull back a little bit more because they have always had this level of success and this level of wealth. They've never known anything else. Where if you look at the Kardashian end of things, like look at Kim in particular, she is a Rottweiler. Like, I mean, she is work. Because I think for her, she's like, it wasn't always this way. It can go away at any point. So if I wanted to stay going, I need to stay working this much, which then is overkill because they're absolutely everywhere. And then you people be like, oh, the Kardashians. Do you know what I mean?
It's
it's a mix
and
of
I think once you start letting people in like that, like you make a good point there that it's kind of none of us would act normal if we were being recorded like that. So if you think about, like, say you did that for a period and you've kind of always been this kind of family in high profile, and then suddenly you don't do that anymore, you stop that, or you put an end to it, who are you then? Like, what is your family like when the cameras are gone? Because if you've already let that in, I think it's very hard to let that go. And like, even now you think about like the Cyruses or the Hadids, or you have, you know, there's the Baldwins, like all these kind of big, again, they're almost brands that we like know of. It would be really strange if we just suddenly never heard about them again. And you wonder, like, what do they do then? Especially the Kardashians. I think that a lot because I don't really watch the show. I've never really kept up with the Kardashians, except for in the ways that you literally can't help but keep up because they are everywhere and in everything. But it's like, there's kind of a sense that once they're in it and once they've kind of made, like, put that kind of line in the sand, that is then it. I don't think like Cindy Crawford and co are going to really be able to kind of say, oh, well, now we're just a private family that are just going, doing our own thing, minding our business. It's never going to really be like that because they've kind of let the ball roll and we're watching.
And I know personally I will continue to watch. I can't help myself. It's like how I actually relax at night.
But again, watch someone else's family have drama. It's great. It's great release.
I'm like, we are so normal. It's totally fine. Saoirse Hanley, thank you so much for joining us live in studio. I could talk to you all day about this, as we can tell, but I won't. We will have some music right after this from Tate McRae.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.